Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Today, the city of New Orleans incrementally moves up to phase 3.3 when it comes to reopening the economy during coronavirus. Even though we're not fully in phase 3 yet, we somehow jumped past that and we're in phase 3.3 as our mayor, Letaxa Cantrell, has created sub-phases underneath the phases. Is people will actually be able to go in and sit down in a bar starting today in New Orleans for the first time in a long time. And bars can have 25% of their capacity. And it's still nothing for the live music industry, though. Live music is still shuttered here in New Orleans. And you think about all the industries that coronavirus has absolutely killed. I mean, you look at the airline industry, hotels. You look what it's done to bars and restaurants and such. So many industries were devastated by coronavirus. I never in my lifetime thought that this could happen in the United States, but there have been a few industries that have benefited from coronavirus. Food delivery businesses are making more money than they've ever made in their lives. They're doing really well. You know what other business has been thriving under the coronavirus lockdown?
What's that?
Have you ever heard of Lesflix? Lesflix? It's a lesbian streaming service that you can you can go online and watch lesbians.
Okay, I'm interested.
I had never heard of Lesflix before. It's Lesflix. I guess that's Lesflix. But people are spending, because they're spending more time on their computers during coronavirus, and they're looking for entertainment. I guess lesbian entertainment is going through the roof. And this woman named Naomi Bennett, she was running lesbian-themed film nights at movie theaters across London, England, before coronavirus struck. And then when coronavirus struck, it confined moviegoers to their homes. And it prompted this woman, a former legal secretary, to make her social enterprise a fully online venture. She launched Lesflix, or Lesflix, although it's spelled Lesflix. That's a subscription streaming service aimed at gay and bisexual women last year. But it only had 10 titles on offer when the first coronavirus in England, when that lockdown began in March. Today, it's got almost 80 titles, including feature films, shorts, I guess lesbian shorts.
Short lesbians? Like 5'3", 5'11"?
No, short lesbian films.
Oh, okay.
I think the lesbians are regularly heighted. And they have lesbian web series now. and has hosted dozens of virtual film watching parties for LGBTQ plus women. It attracts subscribers from all over the world, including the United States, South Africa, India, and Jamaica. Quote, "We're not just putting films on a platform, but also bringing the community together online," according to Ms. Bennett. It's Naomi Bennett. It's great to see how people can make money during tough times.
There's something about, all right, there's something fishy going on with this Lesflix thing. You mean to tell me these are just regular movies that happen to star lesbians, not lesbian movies like the one I'm thinking about in my head? When you said it was a lesbian streaming service where people can watch lesbians online, I'm assuming like you actually watch lesbians, you know, on a computer like a regular Pornhub type movie. But you mean these are just regular movies and TV shows that just happen to be based around lesbians, not the cool lesbian porn like I was thinking in my head?
I think it features all kinds of lesbianism.
Okay.
Coleman, I think it features some movies with lesbian actresses. I think it features other movies featuring lesbianism.
Okay. All right. And then
I don't know. I've just learned about this. I've never been on Lesflix before.
Well, I'll tell you what. You was the one saying last week that you would like to see a female Shawshank Redemption. So maybe on Lesflix, there's one of these 80 titles that you mentioned might have a lesbian prison movie, you know, based in a woman's prison that's sort of like Shawshank Redemption. So you might have to subscribe and see what's up.
Yeah. Yeah, we talked about that last week on the show. I just thought that this was interesting. She said, quote, "We're not just putting films on a platform, but also bringing the community together online." This 38-year-old woman who created Lesflix just said. Naomi Bennett is her name. "Bringing them together and empowering those women to meet each other and connect over a common interest."
That's cool.
So, I mean, all over the world, people have been watching more television and they've been streaming more video services online during the pandemic. And now here's something called Lesflix or Lesflix, but it's spelled with an S, Lesflix. Hey, we're just trying to help you if you're listening to just let you know what's out there. There's more entertainment options out there for you to watch.
It's bittersweet, though, because even though I'm way into lesbian movies, when she says it's bringing the community together, I don't think she means me. I think these people that get together over a common interest, if I were to say, yeah, I'm interested in it, too, they'd probably shut the door on me like, yeah, we appreciate your support, but you can't come into our community because you don't rock the way we rock.
No, they want as many people to pay for Lesflix as
possible. Yeah,
they
can take my money, but they're not going to let me into the actual community itself because I don't have the proper junkage down below.
You don't have to be a lesbian to enjoy Lesflix.
Yeah, not to enjoy the Lesflix, but to enjoy it when the community comes together as one and hang out. And
nobody's coming together doing anything like that during coronavirus, Coleman.
Oh, okay.
This is for you at your house to watch. And look, this isn't just regular movies with lesbians. This is, they've got some of that, but you don't have to be a lesbian to to buy this, to stream this. Like I mentioned, this has movies with lesbians about other things, and then they have, there's lesbianism as well.
Okay, well, I'm down.
I think they want to handle all of your lesbian needs. I think that's what they're looking to do at Lesflix. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Happy Veterans Day. Today is Veterans Day. The day after the Marines' birthday. Yesterday, the United States Marine Corps turned 245 years old. They don't look it. And today is Veterans Day. If you ever served in our military, if you are a United States veteran, thank you very much. So I just want to say one more thing on what we were talking about when we started the show. We have a pile of stuff we got to get to today. And we do start our show every morning at 5:30. But we were talking about a business that has been doing very well during coronavirus. I mean, you look at what coronavirus has done to so many businesses. It's devastated them, destroyed them. I mean, I said the airlines, the hotel industry, restaurants, bars, As we get set here in New Orleans to move into phase 3.3 of reopening the economy after coronavirus, we're still trying to catch up to the rest of the state of Louisiana here in New Orleans. Even though the rest of the state is in phase 3, we're in phase 3.3, but even though that sounds like mathematically we're ahead of the rest of the state, we're still behind. We're the only parish out of the 64 parishes. We're the only one who's not fully into phase 3 yet. But in our mayor's mind, this is phase 3.3. Starting today, some people will be able to actually sit down in a bar for the first time. They'll be able to have 25% of their capacity. But live music is still a no-go. That totally sucks. But we've seen what coronavirus has done to so many industries. It devastated them. But I was just telling you about this woman who started a lesbian streaming service online called Lesflix. She's a 38-year-old woman from England, and her name's Naomi Bennett. And her lesbian streaming service, Lesflix, is thriving under lockdown. It's doing very well. So she's one of the businesses, like food delivery, that is bucking the trend during coronavirus and making a lot of money during the pandemic. And, you know, when we were talking about Lesflix, got a bunch of different movies on there featuring lesbians and lesbianism and stuff like that.
Vagina.
That is a double standard. Because most guys, if you take two attractive lesbians and you say, hey, make out, most guys would like that. But if you take two dudes and say, make out, you know, most guys aren't gonna like that. That's an acceptable double standard. We do have some double standards in this country. Yeah, sure, they're double standards, but you can, some are acceptable.
So you mean to tell me, let's say this was the opposite. Instead of having Lesflix, somebody started like a male gay streaming service with nothing but gay movies. You don't think it'd be as successful during coronavirus as Lesflix?
I think it would probably do well because that has an audience too. Mm-hmm. But I'm just talking about most heterosexual males, especially here in the United States. If you say I got two things here, I've got two women who are going to make out.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to see that? And most guys are probably, well, sure, yeah.
But then,
I got this other thing over here. I got two men that are going to make out. Most guys would say, no, I have no interest in seeing that. I do not want to watch that.
Yeah, but the sales pitch would be, well, it's not just two men making out. It's actually good movies with good actors and good story plot and things like that. So, because that's pretty much what Lesflix is lesbians-based movies, but there's also, like, TV series. There are lesbian actresses and actors. And this is pretty much just regular movies just centered around lesbianism.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you might see a boob, and I guess they kiss, but it's really about the stories.
Yeah, I think they got a little bit of everything on Lesflix, Coleman. Hey, so yesterday here in New Orleans, the Grammy Award winning horn player Irvin Mayfield pleaded guilty along with his business partner to a conspiracy charge. These guys were charged with ripping off a lot of public money, taking it from where it was supposed to go, and then taking it for themselves and spending it. Irvin Mayfield, I mean, an extremely talented musician here in New Orleans. Him and his business partner, Ronald Markham, for years took tons of money that was supposed to go to the New Orleans Public Library Foundation. That's a nonprofit that supports the city of New Orleans library system. And over the years, they took $1.3 million.
Cha-ching.
And they took it out of the New Orleans Public Library Foundation, and they put it into a nonprofit that they ran, a nonprofit called the New Orleans Jazz Orchestra. They were spending that money on expensive hotel rooms for themselves in New York City, meals at really nice restaurants and things like that. And for years, people have been going after Irvin Mayfield for this. And him and his partner were fighting this. And yesterday in court, actually, they did it. They copped a plea. They admitted it a few months ago, but because of coronavirus, a lot of it was shut down. Well, yesterday, they pled guilty to a conspiracy charge. They changed their pleas to guilty on the first count in a 24-count superseding indictment with 34 criminal acts folded into a single conspiracy. Wow. That was their plea. Wow. So, and in their plea, when they get sentenced in February, I think the most that they can get sentenced to is 5 years in prison. But it's sad when someone who did well here, a very talented musician, Irvin Mayfield, ended up going astray legally.
You ever notice when we ever hear stories like this about mass conspiracy crimes, there's always a partner involved? You know, say if you, I feel like if you're really a criminal mastermind, you don't need a partner. You can pull stuff like this by yourself. But it seems like every time there's a partner involved, you're more liable to get caught because somebody's going to, you know, it's kind of hard to keep secrets when you have a partnership and a conglomerate and a organization going along with it.
Well, these guys, they admitted it yesterday. They copped a plea, robbing one nonprofit organization here in New Orleans to then take that money and put it into their own shady nonprofit organization. So
when we get indicted for Pencils for Poor People, what's our excuse going to be? We have to come up with an alibi or a...
Yeah, that's the very shady nonprofit, the official shady nonprofit of the John Osterlin morning show, Pencils for Poor People. Because a few years back, we saw so many shady nonprofits here in New Orleans. We know, with guys, politicians, other people, hey, donate to my nonprofit, we'll help the children. And then they end up, you're walking around with, you know, $10,000 watches and driving around in really nice cars, and come to find out that they robbed the shady nonprofit that people were donating to that was supposed to help the children. We've seen that several times here in the city of New Orleans. So I just decided one day, we just decided, let's start our own shady nonprofit, because there's a lot of people living under the bridges here in New Orleans outside. Pencils for poor people. And we'll give these people pencils, because we figured if more poor people had pencils, there wouldn't be as many poor people.
Yeah, it's doing pretty well for a little while. We had shirts made and everything. But I'm just saying, when we get caught, we have to get our story straight.
Mm. Hey, coming up on the show, a woman got arrested for stripping down to her bra and underwear. Well, actually, her underwear and T-shirt on an airplane mid-flight. And the flight had to be diverted. We'll explain coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. A Florida man found a $1 million lottery ticket while he was doing housework.
Cha-ching!
The odds of him winning that were 1 in 2.77 million, which are about the same odds of me doing housework. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. So, Portland, Oregon, out there in the Pacific Northwest, that's beautiful country, by the way. But Portland, you might know if you pay attention to the news, they have had people downtown, whether you want to call it protesting, rioting, doing whatever. These people just will not leave downtown. They sleep outside. Yeah. And this came after that same behavior was happening just north of there in Seattle, Washington. Remember, for a few months, Seattle, they set up, what did they call it, the chop zone?
The Chaz.
And they didn't want, police weren't allowed to go in there. And then after a while, it just got ridiculous. And finally, the city said, go home. Get the hell out of here. Well, when they left Seattle, I guess many of them moved just down. They went south a little bit to Portland, Oregon. And they took up part of downtown Portland, Oregon, and they wouldn't leave. They wouldn't go home. They were, many of them smelled bad. They stunk. And they were just hanging outside for a long time. And Portland is one of the cities where the city council there, they want to defund the police officers. They want to defund the police department. Listen to this story. One of the women, as a matter of fact, the city commissioner of the city of Portland, Oregon, she's leading the way to defund the police department there. The other night, she called 911 on a Lyft driver.
911, what's your emergency?
She got into a Lyft car. I don't know how we lived without Uber and Lyft, the ride-sharing services. I don't know. You know, they're so convenient. But anyways, getting back to the story. Portland City Commissioner Joanne Hardesty, who's been pushing to defund the police and pushing for police budget cuts, she called 911 after a Lyft driver canceled her ride and asked her to get out of her car. Yeah, get out of the car. The Lyft driver, a guy by the name of Richmond Frost, told two Portland, Oregon police officers who responded to the scene that Ms. Hardesty became irate when he refused to roll the windows up. Evidently, it was a little bit chilly the other night in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
So the city commissioner of Portland gets into the car. They start driving, and she asks the Lyft driver to roll up the windows. And he says, look, there's coronavirus going around. It's safer if I have the windows down. She said, but it's cold. I want you to roll the windows up. And she starts yelling at him. So he just pulled off the road, pulled into a gas station, and said, I'm ending this ride. Get out. She refused to get out. She goes, I'm not getting out. I'm a woman. It's late at night. You're not dropping me off at this gas station. He said, look, this is my business. This is my car. You're not happy with the windows down.
get out. I'm not charging you anything. Get out of the car. That's when, on her cell phone, she calls 911. Remember, she is the city commissioner for the city of Portland, Oregon, and she's leading the way to defund the police. She's calling for massive police budget cuts. Here she is in the back of an Uber car calling the police.
How ironic is that?
So the police showed up, and guess what happened? The police told her to get out. They said, look, lady, you're in this guy's business. This is his car. He picked you up. He drives with his windows down. You didn't like that because you're cold. It's his business. Either turn up the heat, put on an extra sweater or something, or get out. This is his car. And with the windows down, like I mentioned, you have a less chance of spreading coronavirus instead of inside of a closed off small space.
Be prepared for a proposal to defund Lyft in a few weeks.
Isn't that ironic, though? You know, and you're seeing this in not just Portland, Oregon, but Minneapolis, Minnesota, and many, many other cities. I know in New York City and Los Angeles, the two biggest cities in the United States, they have slashed millions and millions of dollars, from the from supporting and paying police officers.
I wonder how she got home after that. Did the police bring her home, or did she have to call another Uber or Lyft or something?
It doesn't say in the story. She probably just called another Uber or Lyft. But how about that? You talk about irony. All right, coming up, I got to get to this story about the woman who was arrested on an airplane because she was hanging out on the airplane in her underwear and a T-shirt. And I got a follow-up on a story. We told you about the woman who just moved to New Orleans recently and her car was crushed by Transformers during Hurricane Zeta. Should Entergy pay to fix her car? Because I've got a follow-up story on there. She's been challenging Entergy, the electric company, to come up with some money to fix her car because the Transformers crashed it down on her car. Stay tuned for those reports coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. A woman got arrested on an airplane because she was dressed only in her underwear and a T-shirt. And that forced the plane to divert. The plane was headed to Houston, but it had to land early in Alabama because evidently this woman had too much to drink. She was messed up, and she ended up stripping down to her underwear in a T-shirt. And she got up, and evidently some people complained. I've got her mugshot and that story on our website at bayou957.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. Just put a couple of interesting things up on our radio station's website, bayou957.com. I just mentioned how a woman was arrested because she stripped down to her underwear and a t-shirt on a flight from Jacksonville, Florida to Houston, Texas. The flight, because of this, had to divert and land in Alabama. The woman, she had too much to drink. Her name's Sierra Nicole McClinton. She doesn't look too upset in her mugshot. I know I wouldn't complain if I was on that flight, but some people did, evidently, and the flight had to divert, and she got arrested for stripping down to her underwear and her t-shirt on that flight.
They could have arrested her at the end of the complete flight. They didn't have to divert the flight just because she took off her pants. I feel like that's a waste of time. I can understand if she had like a bomb strapped to her chest, but no, she just was in a t-shirt and underwear. That's no reason to just say, all right, we have to make an emergency landing. Just finish the flight and arrest her after the complete flight.
Well, Coleman. And then right next to that story on our website, bayou957.com, I just put up an unbelievable picture and a story of a monkey giving mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to another monkey. The monkey is doing CPR. A wildlife photographer snapped the dramatic moment shared between these two vervet monkeys in Botswana. One of them is giving the other one CPR. Mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Told you, I used to think, Coleman, I've said this before on the show, and I'll probably say it again. I used to think if anything was going to take over human beings, it was going to be monkeys. Because I remember seeing pictures of monkeys smoking cigarettes in boats fishing. Monkeys were fishing and smoking. And I'm thinking if anybody's going to take over human beings, I mean, whew. But I've changed over the last couple of years. I've changed my thinking, proving that as we get older, people can change. I think robots will take us over before monkies will.
Well, I don't speak too soon because, you know, 2020 has been a wild year for monkeys. We had herpes monkeys, coronavirus monkeys, monkeys still in COVID lab tests, monkeys acting the ass in Thailand and taking people's eggplants out their purses and stuff like that. So monkeys are making a quiet resurgence. I don't know if they're at the level of AI and robots yet, but they made a strong comeback in 2020.
But this takes monkeys to a new level. One monkey giving another monkey mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. I mean, there's a monkey doing CPR.
Exactly.
It's an incredible picture. See for yourself. Go check that out on our website at bayou957.com. So last week, we told you a story about a woman who just moved to New Orleans a couple of weeks ago. She just moved here. She's living uptown. And then Hurricane Zeta came. And during that hurricane, transformers blew from where they were hanging up. and they landed right on her car. And they crushed her car. And I'm thinking, man, that kind of sucks. You mean you just moved to a new city. You're excited to live in New Orleans because it is a great city to live in. I know we have our issues, but I've always said the good outweighs the bad here. And all of a sudden a hurricane comes and you come outside after the hurricane and your car has been crushed by transformers. Do you think Entergy, the electric company, should have to pay for her car? That was crushed by the transformers? You don't think so, Colvin?
No.
She's a waitress. And she had to sell her car just to get it off the street. It was an old car. When we were talking about it on the show last week, we told you it was a 1997 Honda CRV. Sweet ride. And she got $150 for it.
That sounds about right.
I mean, the transformers, they didn't completely crush it, but they crashed through the windshield, and then the roof of the car is severely dented. And we just guessed. We're no expert when it comes to auto insurance, but we just guessed when we were talking about this last week, and I saw the picture. Plus, you look at the car, a 1997 Honda CRV. We were just guessing that the car was totaled. I think we guessed right. Well, evidently, she called up Entergy and she said, hey, do you guys pay for this? Entergy is not going to pay for her car.
Nor should they.
Her name is Kimberly Lack. And she waited 10 days for an answer about the claim she filed with Entergy after three of the Entergy's 1,000-pound transformers slipped off of a pole that was broken during Hurricane Zeta, and it crushed her 1997 Honda CRV.
See, I see what happened, that her Honda Civic CRV was a Decepticon, and that's what transformers do. They stomp out Decepticons.
Well, she first called right after this happened to ask that Entergy retrieve the transformers because they were leaking oil onto Oak Street where she parked her car just outside of her apartment.
That's valid.
Crews came that same afternoon and they toted away the massive canisters. But Entergy's claims department moved a bit more slowly. Ms. Lack was instructed to call back, and when she did, she said she was told in fairly blunt terms that she had no hope of Entergy paying her anything for her car. She made a claim.
She tried.
But evidently, because the car was totaled, I guess they weren't going to cut her a check.
I feel bad for her and all, but welcome to New Orleans, I guess. You can't predict the weather, and Entergy didn't tell you where to park. It was a unfortunate circumstance. Entergy is not responsible for that.
Entergy told the 52-year-old woman, quote, that it was the storm's fault, not Entergy's fault.
Right, so sue the storm.
And so they would not do anything about it. Now she needs help getting to and from work and running errands.
I hear Lyft does pretty good work.
She said when she hung up the phone with Entergy that day, with their claims department, she could barely speak. Quote, I was crying too much, unquote.
Yeah, it sucks, but at the same time, how is Entergy even remotely responsible for that? Entergy does not control the weather, and Entergy does not control where you decide to park your car. They did the right thing, though, to actually remove the transformer. That was their responsibility, but paying for the car isn't. And even if they did pay for the car and the damages, what, she's going to get $150 to $200?
Last week, she tried to climb into her car that's crushed. It's still on Oak Street. She tried to climb in through the tailgate. That's the only way she could get into the car, through the tailgate, to get to the only working door on the car. It's a salvage, an apron that was in there, because remember, she's a waitress. And also an order book that she uses at her job. She's a waitress in Kenner. She said, quote, there's oil everywhere, oil filling the cup holders. And then she had to leave the car through the only working door out through the tailpipe and the tailgate.
I do think that's a bit unfair. I'm quite sure the job had a spare apron in the menu book that she could have used when she got to the job if she explained the situation to him.
Well, the only one piece of good news she got out of this, she did call a place that buys junk cars and accepted the $150 offer for her crushed 1997 Honda.
Cha-ching!
So she had a walk over to the title place on Ferret Street, and she transferred ownership to the junkyard, which is going to come and pick up the car. Well, anyways, an update on a story we gave you last week. Hopefully she'll get some better luck in the near future. It just sucks when transformers fall on your car and crush it during a hurricane. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. In India, this is incredible. A six-year-old boy passed Microsoft's certification exam, becoming the world's youngest computer programmer. He's six. Some of these Indian kids are incredible, huh? He's six and he's a computer programmer. When I was six, I couldn't even figure out how to properly work a Slinky. But those Slinkies are fun, though. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And you see who's in the news again, making headlines? Louisiana native Britney Spears. Britney Spears fears her father and wants him out of her career. Now, you know why Britney Spears' father is in her career. Go back about, when did she shave her head and lose her marbles? Was that like 15 years ago?
Something, yeah, that was a while back.
Right around then. When she was losing her mind, her parents were legally put in charge. Her father was legally put in charge of her multi-million dollar fortune because her parents, I guess the rest of her family and pretty much anybody else who was paying attention, looked at her and said that this woman has lost her mind. She is suffering from severe mental illness. She can't be entrusted with millions and millions and millions of dollars. So they did what is called a conservatorship. They put her into one of those where her father was in charge of her money. Because, I mean, she was just raking in piles. I mean, millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. By the way, the house she grew up in Kentwood, Louisiana, I know recently it was up for sale. It'd be something buying that house. And then you give your daughter, this was Britney Spears' bedroom here.
How much do you think that house goes for?
$1 million.
No, not that much. No, it's not that much. I mean, she grew up in a pretty modest house in Kentwood. But after she made millions and millions and millions of dollars, then mental illness sunk in. And so for a while now, her father has been keeping an eye on her money. The breaking news is Britney Spears fears her father and will not resume her career so long as he has power over her and her career.
Ah.
Her attorney said this in a court in Los Angeles yesterday. The Los Angeles Superior Court judge, a woman, Brenda Penny, declined to suspend her father, James Spears, from his central role in the court conservatorship that has controlled his daughter's life and career for 12 years. So this happened, she started losing her marbles a little more than 12 years ago. And then 12 years ago is when a court judge said, hey, Britney Spears' father, you're in charge of this, of your daughter's not only finances, but you're in charge of her career.
Hmm.
Because her mental illness has gotten to a place where she can't be trusted with not only money, but she can't be trusted with her own decision-making and when it comes to her own life and her own career. I mean, look at the first guy she married and had kids with, that loser. What was his name, Kevin Federline?
But see, I think that's kind of discrimination a little bit. I don't think somebody should be able to take over your money just because you lose your marbles. I think in America, you should have the right to live how you live. And even if you are losing your marbles and you want to be irresponsible with your money, don't you have the right to?
You know, Coleman, you think you would.
Yeah.
But I think there were other family members and there were other people close to Britney Spears in her life that were begging judges to do this, they went to the court and said, please do this.
You think they would do that if she lost the marbles working at a McDonald's? But let's say she was
she wouldn't have the money.
So it's basically just because she's a millionaire, then it's like, okay, we got
multi-millionaire.
I think it should be the same whether you work at McDonald's or you're a multi-millionaire. You should have the same responsibility. So if you lose your marbles at a McDonald's and nobody cares, well, if you have multi-$1 million and you lose your marbles, it's your money. I get it. They want to protect the money, and I get they were trying to do the right thing. But I think if she's a grown adult, even if she lost her marbles, it's still her money to lose if she felt like it. Even if she wanted to go do crazy, off-the-wall stuff, it's her money. She earned it. She did the work. So let her spend her money the way she wants, even if she isn't in a stable mindset.
Well, yesterday, that judge out there in Los Angeles didn't make any changes yet. Her father, James Spears, is still in charge. But the judge did say she would consider future petitions for his supervision or outright removal.
All right, so what do you think is going to happen first? You think Britney Spears is going to get control over her career and the money first, or do you think Charles Manson is going to get released from jail first? What do you think has the most high probability of happening?
Charles Manson's dead.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Well, I missed that boat.
How did you miss that? When he died?
When did he die?
Charles Manson? What,
yeah.
About a year ago?
Oh, that's probably why I missed it with all this 2020 stuff happening and... Mm.
Britney Spears' lawyer said, quote, my client has informed me that she is afraid of her father. She will not perform again if her father is in charge of her career.
That's fair.
Well, she's got a boyfriend now she's dating. Maybe he has, he's come involved and he said, hey, wait a minute. Let's get your old man out of here. Maybe I can marry you and then maybe I'll have some control over all of this. It's pretty sad.
It is.
This whole thing is sad how... I mean, she's pushing 40 now. She's going to be 39 years old next month.
Yeah, she should have control of her money by 40, at least.
Yeah, but mental illness doesn't know age, Coleman.
But freedom does.
So, well, we'll see what happens here. Evidently, the father, from everything I could tell, has done a good job with, you know, managing her money. She's still loaded. He's not like some celebrity parents run around and spent all their kids' money.
True. I mean, kudos for that, but I still think since it's her money, she earned it, she should have control over it.
Well, we will stay tuned and keep our eyes on this story to see if Britney Spears will ever be able to control her own life and control her own money again. We'll see what happens there. You know who's not having this problem? Christina Aguilera. She is not having this problem. Hey, coming up next on the show. Some guy went to a big box store in Thibodeau, and he got arrested, not only for whipping it out, but we'll tell you what he did coming up next. and he went into the Christmas section. He was behind a Christmas tree. Stay tuned for that report coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And happy Veterans Day. Well, if you're a veteran, thank you very much for your service. Today's a holiday. I saw this story, and it's a story about a crime committed only by men. This is one of those stories where, I know as we sit here in the year 2020, well, it's like the Twilight Zone, but besides that, now, there are a lot of people that they say there's not that much of a difference between the genders, men and women. You know, everybody should be treated the same. Everybody should be treated alike. But in my opinion, there are some crimes that only men commit. And this is one of them. You don't see women getting arrested for this. Man arrested after obscenity in Christmas section of Thibodeau store. This happened in Thibodeau, Louisiana. And the Thibodeau police there arrested a man after he was caught pleasuring himself in the Christmas section of a big box store. 30-year-old Perion Smith was arrested and charged with felony obscenity this past Sunday, just after 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Thibodeau police officers responded to reports of lascivious behavior inside of a local big box store on North Canal Boulevard there in Thibodeau. The investigation revealed that Perion Smith was seen by patrons and on video pleasuring himself while discreetly hiding behind the Christmas tree display inside of the store.
Well, at least he tried to be discreet about it.
Coleman, his actions forced the business to dispose of nearly $500 worth of Christmas tree inventory.
Whoa.
Here's a guy who just whipped it out. He didn't only just whip it out in the store. He then decided to pleasure himself. Gah, 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 gah. But you're right. At least he went behind a Christmas tree.
I didn't know it was a $500 Christmas tree, though, right? He couldn't have... Like, how excited must he have been to cause $500 worth of damage?
Yeah.
That he was really excited. I guess when you gotta go, you gotta go. Because I'm quite sure the Christmas displays aren't that expensive. So for him to mess up $500 worth of Christmas decorations, whoa.
Boy, and this was 3 days ago on Sunday. And what was the date then? November 8th? Wow. They got Christmas tree displays up already on November 8th?
Dude, they skip Thanksgiving. Nobody cares.
You know, this is the type of crime, again, that only men commit. You're not going to find any women going into a big box store, getting excited, pulling their pants down, and then pleasuring themselves.
Maybe it was a few months ago, and it wasn't a big box store. There was a woman that was arrested for test driving one of the toys in an adult store, I think we covered, whether it was last month or a few months ago. Do you remember that?
I do remember that story.
Yeah, but it wasn't a big box store. She actually, you know, went to an adult store where it's more secluded and adult, where this type of behavior you would think would be expected, but she got arrested too.
Yeah. So, remember, people saw him, people who were shopping in the store saw him do this. The video, their video recorders caught him doing this, so they called the cops. And when the cops showed up, the cops found Perrion Smith fleeing the store. So evidently he knew he was in the wrong. And then they arrested him and transported him to the Lafourche Parish Correctional Complex, where last I checked, he was still being held on $15,000 bond.
So he didn't go with the "I was playing the air drums" excuse?
No. No, it wasn't like that guy a couple of weeks ago who we talked about on the show, who was up in the parking lot at LSU. And he was caught pleasuring himself in a car. And when the cops came over and they said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm playing air drums."
You know what I just realized? That the police are a real turnoff. You know, when you get stories like these, here's a guy in the Christmas tree or a guy in the parking lot or that one guy who went to Delgado campus and locked the guy in, they don't stop doing what they're doing when random people are around. They only stop when they hit a cop siren. So it's something about cops that turn these people completely off. Then they just stop. But other than that, if it was just random people walking around, a chef, a carpenter, they don't care. They just keep going. But something about those sirens just makes it go, and they get completely turned off, and they can't perform anymore. I wonder what it is about police that turns people off so much.
Well, Coleman, you know, look, most people have issues, but if this was my issue, like going into public places, whipping it out, and then pleasuring myself, I don't know if I'd leave the house. I mean, I couldn't imagine not being able to control myself in a store where I would have to run behind a Christmas tree and then mess that up.
This texter says he was back there waiting for some ho-ho-hos that didn't show. I guess he was in a Christmas spirit.
Thanks for the text. Well, I hope this guy gets the help he needs. You know, we talk about mental illness on the show. You know, there was a time where we would say, "Man, this guy's nuts." You know, we would say, "You know, this guy's crazy." Well, now you have to say, "Look, guy goes into a store, and gets excited. He runs behind a Christmas tree. He whips it out and starts pleasuring himself. He's mentally ill."
Yeah, he jingled all the way too because he caused $500 worth of damages.
And, you know, mental illness runs the gamut. We just did a story about Britney Spears. How, because she has mental illness, her father is in charge of her life and in charge of all of her money. And if you're just joining us, Britney went to court yesterday to try to undo that. She says she won't perform anymore unless a judge says, "No, you're going to be 39 years old next month, Britney. You can control your life and you can control your money again."
So, John, you mean to tell me that this guy who goes into the big box store, whips out behind some Christmas decorations, costs $500 worth of damage, and he gets locked up, that is not the dumbest thing you read all day?
No, that's coming up.
Oh.
But it's something about mental illness. There's all different types of it. You know, I mean, Britney Spears would never do this.
Nah.
She'd never go into a store and start, you know, doing that, but she has other issues.
Right. And the guy who went to the store probably wouldn't shave his head bald.
Yeah, this guy's closer to, let's say, the toilet cam men that are out there. You know, guys that get arrested for putting video recording devices near toilets or so they can watch it. People go to the bathroom. Well, anyways, yeah, as mentioned, the dumbest thing I read all morning coming up. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. This story's incredible. A couple in California were arrested for human trafficking, and they locked a man in the liquor store that they own, and they forced him to work. This couple, Amarjit and Balwinder Mann, the Manns, but that's their names, that's their first names, Amarjit and Balwinder. They were both arrested. What they would do, Coleman, is they would get people from India whose dream was to get out of there and to come to America. So they'd get them to America, and this one guy, they made him sleep in a storage room at the liquor store. They made him bathe in a mop bucket.
Ugh.
And he had to work every day at their very profitable liquor store in Gilroy, California. And then if this guy complained about it, thought about calling the police, the couple said that they threatened him with deportation. So how great is this country, and how much does India suck? If this guy was trafficked over here to work without getting paid nonstop in their liquor store, he had to sleep there, and to bathe, he had to bathe in a mop bucket there. And then if he complained and threatened to call police, they said, we'll deport you. So he would rather stay working for nothing, living in a storage room in a liquor store and bathing in a slop bucket, then go back to India. That's how great this country is.
And there's worse place to be locked up in than a liquor store. I could imagine what it'd be like if I was locked in a liquor store. But here's the flaw in their plan. Isn't California a sanctuary state? Or is certain parts of California sanctuary cities? Meaning that even if you are illegally there,
sure,
they'll let you stay if absolutely you have a legitimate argument. See, so I think you'll be okay.
But I couldn't imagine living in hell like that. And then they told me, look, if you call the cops, we're going to deport you. And I think to myself, okay, I'll stay here instead of going back to India.
India must suck for you to rather bathe in a mop bucket than go all the way back to India.
So the officials, the authorities in California, they believe that this guy, this poor SOB, was one of four people that they trafficked over here to work for them like slaves.
Mm-hmm.
And the couple stole more than $150,000 in wages from the four victims. And if the Manns are convicted of the felony charges that they've been charged with, they'll spend some time in prison, which they should.
Well, would they get compensated for their work, too? The guys that escaped and finally, like, if they owe this much in wages, do you think after the conviction they'd be able to get the money?
Once they go through the court trial, once they go through that, yeah, they should get their money back. And then take some of this money and either go back to India or do whatever the hell you want.
Well,
that's an unbelievable story.
Yeah.
And coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And how dumb is this woman? Well, when you shoot somebody, you shouldn't go live on social media. Or you shouldn't at least video it and show it to someone else. We'll explain that next on The Dumbest Thing I Read All Morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. So the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's that time of our gig where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Yeah, and we had a few this morning. But, and by the way, if you usually listen this time of the morning or you just catch this part of the show, you know, as soon as the show's over, we put the podcast of our show on our website, bayou957.com. You should listen when you get a chance. And we talk about all kinds of different things. And this morning was a pretty wild one. So yeah, we'd appreciate it if you'd listen to the podcast of the show. It goes up right after the show ends at bayou957.com. All right, here's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Illinois woman shoots boyfriend, then video chatted with his other girlfriend. A scorned Illinois woman has been arrested for shooting her boyfriend after discovering he had another girlfriend. And then, after he shot him, after she shoots him, he calls up his other girlfriend. It wasn't just a phone call. It was a video chat as he lay in a pool of blood right next to her. 34-year-old Rosa Lagrone.
You idiot.
Was arrested and charged with first-degree attempted murder following the shooting that left her 27-year-old boyfriend hospitalized with a bullet in his back.
Wait, 34 to 27?
Yeah, she's a cougar. She's 34, and now her shot boyfriend is 27. She shot her boyfriend during an argument about him dating another woman. So then after she shoots him, she then video chats the other woman on Facebook as her boyfriend lays on the floor bleeding. She's probably, look, I don't know exactly what the conversation was like because it doesn't have it here in the police report.
Okay.
But I'm just guessing what the video chat conversation was like.
How do you think it goes?
You think you're going to see this guy anytime soon? Take a look at this guy. You see the bullet hole in his back? And he's laying here on the floor next to me.
And if I was the girl on the other end, I'd be like, girl, I didn't know he was cheating on me either. I'm glad you shot that puto. See? Because the other girl probably didn't know that he had a girlfriend either. So when the girl who shot called the other video chat with the girl, the girl was like, well, I'm glad you did because I didn't know he was cheating too. So he got what he deserved. Thank you for handling my lightweight. That's how I imagine it would go.
This guy could die.
He could.
This guy could die, and then her charge wouldn't be first degree attempted murder. It would be first degree murder one. It would be murder one. But how the level of stupidity here,
mm-hmm,
to shoot somebody and then go on Facebook Live or go on Facebook video chat, I guess, because they said it was on Facebook, so she probably was on Facebook and then hit her up with an instant message with one of the private messages on Facebook.
No, I think they mean
through Messenger.
No, I think they mean FaceTime. If you have a Apple phone, you could do FaceTime. So it says FaceTime
No, it says Facebook.
Oh, so she went live and saw the Facebook friend and hit her. All right, I see. Wow, that is, yeah. I would say, you know, they have these things called like the heat of passion where you do something in that moment and you kind of get away with it. If you're red hot, like if you caught your woman cheating on you and you just flip out and go insane for that little white hot flash of a moment, they could say, well, it's a crime of passion. He was in the heat of the moment. But for her to have the wherewithal to find the other chick's name on social media
she shoots him and then goes on to Facebook to find the other woman that he's doing sex with.
Mm-hmm.
To then video chat with her and say, look at this right over here. Look what I just did.
See, that's why the 34-year-old should have just dated mature men her age. And she wouldn't have these type of problems with these young guys who don't know how to treat a real adult woman.
What are you, 34? Well, anyways, again, this segment, when you think about it, we call it the dumbest thing I read all morning because every morning there is something truly dumb. And I mean dumb. It stretches the imagination how dumb some people could be. And this morning, this ranks right up there at the top of the list. The Illinois woman who shot her boyfriend and then video chatted with his other girlfriend on Facebook, I guess to show her, you're not going to be dating this guy anymore. My God. It's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.